It is 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It is the 13th day of November for 2017. In the news for today, West Nile virus has been confirmed in Calaveras County. Late last week, the Public Health Department reported a chicken, part of a group known as the Sentinel Chickens, act as a surveillance program that form a front line of defense, so to say, around the disease. Now, it tested positive. By regularly drawing blood from the fowl, health officials in Calaveras County can predict when and if humans may be at risk for developing the illness. So far, that chicken is the only species to test positive for West Nile virus in Calaveras County this year. Now, County Health Officer Dr. Dean Coleta says 80% of people infected with that disease will show no symptoms at all, and close to 20% will get flu-like illness, and a small percentage will experience more severe neurological symptoms. West Nile is transmitted to humans and animals by infected mosquito bites, usually during the late spring and summer. The risk of serious illness to most people is relatively low, but some individuals, fewer than 1%, can develop serious neurological illnesses such as encephalitis or meningitis. For more information on West Nile virus, contact the Calaveras County Public Health Department, 754-6460. So far, no cases of West Nile virus have cropped up this year in Amador County.
Well, the conditional use permit for the Angels Camp Pet Bathhouse has been revoked. The issue of the permit was at the top of Thursday night's City of Angels Camp Planning Commission agenda. The business owner, Vona Hughes, currently facing multiple felony animal cruelty charges. Now, city staff's recommendation to the Planning Commission was for it to amend or revoke the permit after determining Hughes was in violation of two permit conditions. These were no longer having an area to separate small and large dogs, and by not fulfilling her obligation to report injuries to dogs and people to Angels Camp Police and County Animal Services. Now, Hughes caught the public and city officials' attention over the summer following the sudden disappearance of three dogs from her kennel. Two later turned up alive, while the remains of the third discovered by a utility worker in Murphy's. Hughes now has 15 days to appeal the commission's decision.
And the California Department of Transportation, better known to us as Caltrans, has completed a $4.2 million improvement project on Highway 88 that repaved 17 miles of roadway from Court Street near Jackson to Wagon Wheel Drive near Mace Meadows. The project consisted of a maintenance overlay for pavement preservation, which typically extends roadway surface life for 3 to 5 years, improving the road surface, which will enhance the efficiency of travel and safety for motorists in Amador County. While much of the work took place at night, Caltrans would like to extend its appreciation to motorists and residents for their patience during this project. For the safety of workers and other motorists, remember what JD always says.
Slow for the cone zone. Hey, the Amador CHP taking part in a statewide adult distracted driver campaign. According to Amador Area Lieutenant Commander Todd Brown, driver distractions have always presented challenges to roadway safety. Over the years, it's increasingly become a more serious problem as in-vehicle technology has expanded. Now, Brown reminds motorists that it's illegal to use a cell phone while driving unless it's hand-free, and says the more technology a car has, the more distractions it may present. CHP statistics show multitasking increases the risk a driver will injure or kill themselves, their passenger, pedestrian, bicyclist, or other people in other vehicles. The year-long campaign will combine education and enforcement to combat distracted driving. The focus of the education component is to help a person understand anything that diverts a driver's eyes or attention from the roadway, even for a second or two, can result in tragedy. Brown says to remember, nothing on that phone is worth endangering a life. Funding for this program provided by a grant from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And Waste Tire Recycling returns to Amador County this Saturday from 8 to 2 at the gravel lot near the airport on Airport Road. They will accept 9 waste tires per vehicle. Apparently, California law prohibits transportation of more than 9 waste tires per vehicle. No commercial or business tires. Tires must be less than 40 inches in diameter, and they prefer that the tires come in without rims. Now, this is free tire disposal for all Amador County residents. It's funded by a grant from the Department of Resource Recycling and Recovery. For more information, give Jim McCargue a call. Amador County Waste Management, 223-6429.
And Common Ground Senior Services, delivering Thanksgiving dinner of roast turkey and all the trimmings with pumpkin pie to all their homebound and isolated clients through Meals on Wheels, Wednesday, the 22nd. Now, to honor the spirit of the season, Common Ground is asking you, get involved in a very small way. Create handmade cards, write heartfelt messages that spread joy and lift the spirits of seniors who will be delivered their meals that day. Now, your cards will provide hugs to homebound seniors, especially on Thanksgiving Day. Well, please have your cards to Common Ground Senior Services by Monday the 20th. For more information, contact Annie at 223-0315. That's 223-0315. The Common Ground office, located inside the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road, here in Jackson.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.